Dice rolls dragons trolls
adventurous.
Okay, welcome to
Dadventurous,
another special episode because we have a special guest, don't we?
I suppose I'm pretty special.
Yes, yes, you are special. The mom is here again to reprise her role
as Calvacia the Bog Witch.
Yeah, and so we're going to be doing an adventure in the city of Athlon.
What do you want me to say there?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
I was just waiting for a reaction.
My reaction is to hold my action.
Hold your reaction until the joke lands or not. Okay. We're going to kick this off with a little bit of a recap, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to do the recap? I already asked you about it.
Sure.
Sweet.
Great. Last week on Dadventurous, Kia fought alligator gator folk.
Mm-hmm.
She fought gator folk to defend Green Bean Coffee Shop and Mirabelle and Krem, the coffee witches. And she had a wonderful coffee.
Yep.
And also got a voucher?
It was a token of goodwill.
Otherwise known as a shiny CD.
It was, in fact, a necklace with a DVD on the end of it that said Bog Witch Token of Goodwill.
And she went off to the city.
She did. And also Mirabelle multiple times snuck up on you and stood like 4 inches from your face. And it was very funny.
Yes.
I was re-listening to it and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened last time. And yes, you hopped back on your moto wheeler, your blender powered motorcycle.
The witches Flibbit crashed.
He crashed in terms of like a sugar crash, a caffeine crash.
Yeah.
Because he had too many coffees. And
one too many.
You got some bog bloom flowers to blend up as well. Krem gave them to you and they gave you a little speed boost in your cool moto wheeler. You came into town, and you're hot on the trail of
Czar Bloodhoof
and whatever kind of vehicle he has. The tracks led right into town. As you approached town, there was the main entrance, the beautiful gate covered in bog bloom flowers, and lots of people in there. But then off to your right, there was like a side path, and it looked like the vehicle stopped here for a while, but then did keep going on at some point. So the tracks stopped. And you decided to go into Athlon and figure out if you could figure out what happened to Maud. And that is where we are now.
And I am wheeling my motorcycle through town and being awed at the giant buildings and the amount of people.
I thought you just meant being awed because you are. Like ODD odd.
I mean, she's probably also being a bit awed.
Yeah. So Flibbit's there, and you are pushing the moto wheeler into town. As you come into the main square there, where the entrance comes through, the guard, I think he let you in. He said your moto wheeler was cool.
Yeah.
And you walk into
town. He also had a very practiced announcement.
Yeah, he said, "Welcome to the City of Flowers," even though that's not what it's called.
No.
He was just being weird. You head in to the market square, and what you see is this beautiful open square, big bog boom.
Boom!
A bog bloom tree in the center that goes up. It's all scraggly like a banyan tree. Its roots are all crazy and gnarled looking. But then at the top, it's got these beautiful flowers.
It could have been bog boom. One of my fireworks accidentally just went off.
There you go. And, and you find a spot to store your bike for now, your moto wheel for
rack.
Now. A bike rack, sure. It's like late afternoon, early evening. The sun's still up, but it's been going down. You've been on the road for a while. And what you see is kind of a little bit of an event going on. Not too much happening in the square so much, but you'll see that there are like banners posted up high with the symbol of a strange-looking half-elf man. and lots of floral-painted things, and there's a group of people in the center of the square moving things around, putting up different sorts of, like, check-in booths, banners, and streamers, and things like that. They seem to be decorating for something, and there's one person that is yelling, directing, whatever you want to call it, orders to two other people. And you see your character, the mom. Would you like to see? You are currently directing your two lackeys, Nettle Moonshadow and Aiden Groundswar.
Hey, Aiden's back.
To do whatever it is they do.
Aiden, be careful with those. Those are smoke bombs. They're not supposed to explode or pop like that. Resort them.
Yes, miss. Yes, miss. Right away. And then under his breath, he goes, man, all these years and I'm still only an intern.
I remembered your name this time. I totally caught him like mumbling. I was definitely extra paying attention to make sure. I am fussing with everything as I do, as I'm getting things set up.
Of course.
Staring at the banners, my eyeballs twitching just a little bit, because does this count? Is it going to satisfy this half-elf?
And you are approaching right at about the time that you see her staring up at these banners with a glare, trying to decipher them.
I say, are you the decorator for this?
That's part of my job. Don't boil it down to so little. I'm the event planner. I need an outside opinion. What would you call the overall vibe of what this square looks like to you so far?
And you see banners with, like, you know, different colors, maybe greens, maybe golds, who knows, of things displaying this event coming up. The signs say, the Reginald Winston Goldsworth Auction of Antiquities and Artifacts. And it's just a very hard to fit on a banner title for this auction. And so you see what you see. Streamer.
You see lots of decor of these bog flowers everywhere. It tends to blend in to the other decorations and the natural bog flowers around. There's just more of them. And then you see the auction symbol for Reginald, the little half-elf, kind of scattered amongst things, but I used the normal bog flower colors brighter on the banners. What would you say the overall vibe? What am I giving off to you? What does this say?
Flibbit comes over and he's like, I know what I would say, but I'll let you go first.
Festive? No.
Would you call it vibrant?
Yes. Yes, very vibrant.
Would you call it subtle?
Not really.
How about an overall sense of exuberance?
Yes.
How do I even get... Those don't even match. What is... Reginald.
Flip it. Leans over and he's like, I feel like we're coming into some heated tensions.
I think so.
I'm getting a vibe off her brain.
You're new here. I can let you in on a little side bit.
Okay.
I need to vent anyway. Reginald is my greatest patron and the bane of my existence.
I read from the sign, Reginald Winston Goldsworth, that's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, wow, it's quite a mouthful.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
We should call him Reggie.
Oh, don't do that. He's very proud of his name.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Very proud of his name.
Of course.
I mean, you see it in bright, big letters. Oh, hopefully this will go off okay. You're new to town. Can I help you? Can I direct you in any way? Are you here for the auction?
No, I didn't know there was anything of eventiness going on.
There usually is.
Actually, you can help me. Do you know Calvatia, the bog witch?
You're looking at her. That's me.
Well, that was really convenient.
Yeah, that's really
almost
convenient.
As if there's like a third party writing this to make it flow really well together. Sorry.
No.
No. I say
you're looking for me?
Yeah. Do you know Beryl? Beryl Grom?
Who's you know of?
On occasion. I don't know where she is currently, or I don't know her enough to be helping you with Beryl.
Okay. I now completely forgot who she knows.
So Beryl told you to come here and talk to Calvatia because that was her contact. She didn't know much, but that she might be able to help you figure out something. Because you know that Maud came here?
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out where?
I say, I grab the CD thing, mm-hmm. or DVD, and I say, I got this from the witches from Green Bean Coffee. They said to show it to you.
You see my eyebrows furrow a little bit as I grab it, and then they go from that big old frown to big old eyebrow raise and go, Mirabelle and Krim?
Yeah, I helped them fend off some gator folk who are trying to steal their flowers.
This is a great token. You should keep this. Okay. It will help you with any of my bog sisters. I'm interested in hearing more about what you did to earn this.
Long story short, after me and Flibbit here, and I point to Flibbit. Yes, that's him. Had some coffee. We saw some gator folk trying to steal bog flowers, and so I helped Mirabelle and Krem fight them off.
Oh.
And because they were trying to steal bog
we
flowers.
We saved the day.
Then you didn't only help Mirabelle and Krem, you helped all of Athlon. Those bog flowers are very important trades good for us.
That's what they said.
No, thank you. Keep this token on you. It will help you anytime you're here or anytime you come across one of my sisters. What can I do to, what did you need me for? What can I do to repay this debt that we have?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you know of a certain past world hat that came by this area by trade of some sort from Briarport?
No, I'm not aware of a hat, but there is an auction. This event that I'm planning for Reginald is for past world tech. It's a large collection of past world goods that he's putting on an event for. He likes to do these things occasionally. It would be my best guess that it would be here.
Okay. When's the auction happening?
The auction is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, like afternoon.
Midday. We're still getting everything set. There's probably going to be some last minute changes, but yes, it will be in the auction house right over there. And I point off to the side, mm-hmm. off the market square.
And like around the square, you see this very elaborate, you know, building that's been constructed of like golds and metals and things like that. It's got a big archway and pillars, and it's very extra, as it were. Also around town, you see a bunch of shops and restaurants and places to check out. I can name them off as you go explore them. And then there's definitely like some commotion, people moving in and out of the auction house that she's talking about.
You definitely also see both of my helpers, Nettle and Aiden, shoving into place with a few other workers, a giant statue of Reginald Winston Goldsworth to put in front of the auction house.
I see. I love it.
I say, why is there so many decorations of the guy?
He says, overall sense of exuberance.
I mean, it's very exuberant.
It's very Reginald, I feel. We'll see what he thinks.
Philbert goes, I am fascinated to get a little taste of this guy's brain. Not like that. Not like that. I could sense feelings.
I pat him and say,
I am a flump, and he holds out a tentacle to shake.
Calvacia reaches out and like grips with just a finger and thumb and shakes it.
It's a little slimy.
And then pulls back and wipes off a little bit on her green robes and like she's fiddling with her glass amulet on her neck and just feeling deep breaths.
Your brainwaves taste weird.
What? I pat Flibbit and say, I'm sorry. It's a flump thing. He says he likes to eat feelings. That's what they eat. Feelings or pancakes. So,
well, I'll probably throw off a whole bunch of weird ones to you then. I hope.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. I can get. Do you have tickets to the auction?
No.
I think that I could get you if that's what you are needing to look for.
Could. Would it be possible to see Mr. Goldsworth?
I don't think you're going to want to.
I mean, if he has information.
So one thing you need to understand about Reginald is as his events come up, he's very particular in an he's not even sure what he wants kind of way.
Right about that time, you see a elf standing on like a balcony of the auction house yelling down at the statue movers, being like, I need it sun-facing, not moon-facing. Keep it sun-facing. And they're just like, the sun's setting, and they're like, I don't know what's happening. And so that's kind of the vibe you get in the distance. So as she's saying.
You see Calvacia just like deep breath in, grip her glass ampule on her necklace, and just like deep breath out. And... you're really not going to want to talk to him until maybe at the auction when he's settled.
I'll tell you a little bit more about the reason I want to see that hat. Is because I'm looking for a friend who came by, and I believe she came by looking for that hat. And I'm looking for her, but she has been missing for a couple days, and so I am thinking that she came to Athon for that hat. So
we have a lot of newcomers into town for the event, and it's, I mean, we're, Athon's a big city. I don't know how I could help you find her.
Well, her name is Maud, and she's a half-elf rummager like me, and I flash my little license. And I say, and I've been looking for her because we had a shared contract for finding past world items, and specific past world items. And so I think she came here looking for that hat because it would be one of those specific past world items.
Do I know Maud?
So you don't know Maud, you know Beryl a little bit.
Well, there are lots of people in town that come for the events. We had a strange group of refugees just pop up and appear in town, and myself and my fellow council bog witches have been busy rounding them up and trying to figure things out. Is Maud from a place called Map's Edge? Would she be one of these?
Wait. Kia's tail, Kia's ears go back and her tail starts like flipping really fast. And she says, wait. Refugees from Map's Edge are here?
Calvisha takes like a little like half step back because you're really twitchy all of a sudden.
Flippa reaches over and pats her and says, it's okay. She's like that sometimes.
I'm sorry, but
yes, there is a half-orc general from Map's Edge here.
General Kent.
And a few others. They all said that they were from Map's Edge, but they just like apparated. They just showed up in town.
Could you take me to them?
Please? Yeah.
I'm from Map's Edge.
Just a minute. And Calvisha rolls up her sleeves and she is like walks over, hands out, like directing people, some little extra minions that she's going to be busy. She walks over to Nettle. Sun facing, moon facing. Oh, we'll deal with it early tomorrow because he'll change his mind. Yes. Just set it up and leave it. I have something I need to deal with real quick.
And the figure up on the balcony puts down, he has. Ah, Calvisha, hello. How are you this evening?
Quite busy, Reginald. Can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you are the one. Do you think that it's vibrant? Is that what you think?
The colors really pop.
Okay. And he goes inside.
Oh, Reginald Winston Goldsworth. You're my new favorite NPC.
Okay, he says. Nettle, if you could take over for a minute. It's...
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever feels good to you. He'll change his mind tomorrow anyway.
Of course, I understand.
I'll be right back. And Calvisha twitches her skirts back into place and fusses a little bit with her robes and comes and walks back over to you and just gives a whole clap. Well, let's go see these people from Map's Edge.
Yes. I'm from Map's Edge, which is why I'm looking for them.
I only know the name of General's General. It really kind of stands out.
She's from General's General Goods.
Everyone calls her General.
Yes. Is that her name or the name of her... Never mind. I don't care.
Never asked.
And I walk you guys towards where we've gathered them.
Yeah, so there's like the main market square where you guys have been, where there's restaurants and shops and things, which we can visit at whatever time. And then she takes you over to the side kind of path area. There is a alley, street, whatever you want to call it, called the Traveler's Row is what it's called. And there's inns and there's taverns. And one of them is just a sign with a like bracket. That's just Rusty, and next to it says the Rusty Bracket Inn, and that is where you are headed.
Wow.
We've gathered them up here while we figure out what happened and how to help them get back. This isn't really my handling. I'm the events coordinator, but
yes.
I'm part of the council, and my fellow council members have been trying to figure out... what's been going on with your fellow Map's Edge citizens? But here's where they are.
Okay. You say they just appeared? Like,
yeah. You're staring at a location in town and they just poofed into...
That's what happened to me when I showed up.
Yeah, yeah. I pat him on the head.
Teleportation.
Where did you come from?
No idea.
Well, there was a cave. There were some dwarves. There was a portal and cheering. And then there was Kia.
Interesting.
I lived in the cave my whole life until then.
I say, but now he's on an adventure with me.
That's true. Yesterday, I drank caffeine for the first time, and then I passed out.
It's new experiences. Big, big new world.
Very true.
I push open the door into the inn and gesture you in front of me.
And yeah, you guys could meet back up tomorrow. To get your tickets, that kind of thing. But for the time being, if you wanted to separate, that's fine.
I think that I would go back to my event plan. I gotta get this together. But knowing that I owe you as a council member and you have that lovely token, that I definitely expect to see you again. So I say, Well, I need to head back to the town's owl. You'll most likely find me there. And you saw my assistants, Nettle and
Aiden.
And Aiden. You can definitely get them to get me if I'm not there. But we'll get you tickets in, okay. in to talk to you. To talk to Reginald and to see the auction. Best of luck to you finding your missing friend.
Yes, thank you.
You go into the inn and it's not very busy. Very quickly, there's a young dwarf woman that comes up. She's like, "Oh, hey, hun, how can I help you?" What are you laughing at?
I just like that. Lots of your like innkeepers have similar sounding voices.
I should really keep more voice notes.
It's just because you're trying to make them all sweet and
They're
helpful.
Sweet. Hey, honey. how can I help you?
I was told there were some people here from Map's Edge.
There you go. I was going to say, yeah, there's lots of people here. Oh, yes, the refugees. Yeah, we're keeping them in the banquet hall.
Could I see them?
Yeah. Come on in. And she leads you over.
The banquet hall.
Yep. She there's like the main inn. The main room is this very wooden floors, metal tables, almost like the rust everywhere is a choice, not a effect of erosion or corrosion. Like they somehow got things to rust on purpose. The glasses are rusty and everything like that. It's like a thing. Huh. And she leads you past the bar and into the side room where there is a larger room with tables, long, long tables, and like a little stage and everything. And as you go in, you recognize about six people from Map's Edge. Mm-hmm. Most of them are just, you know, people who lived there.
Yeah.
That we never introduced. NPCs of sorts.
Yeah.
But General is there. Oh. The General. And she's standing above the six people with her arms crossed, directing them and telling them where to sit. And they're currently eating dinner. And she's like, you'll be eating the macaroni. We're going to save the salad for Jim there. And she's just doing that kind of thing. She's like directing people what to do. And they're all like, yes, General.
I say, General!
Is that Kia?
Yeah. I heard there were some There were some refugees from Map's Edge here.
She runs over, and at first you think that maybe she's going to like give you a hug, and then she stops and salutes you. She says, good to see you, young soldier.
Good to see you too, General. And
she says, yes, it was quite bizarre. We were standing in town. I was in shop at the time, and some bloodhounds rolled in to town a few days ago. 2 days ago?
Yes, around 2 days ago.
And yes, it seemed there was a commotion outside. I went to look, and there was a tall minotaur man there. Mm.
Yeah, I heard.
I have a feeling I know who that is.
I think you do.
Yeah. Tsar Bloodhoof came to Map's Edge.
Unfortunately, yes.
That is strange. Do you know why he was there?
No. I have assumptions, but no.
Well, regardless, we heard commotion. Some of them went straight to Past World Plunders. And then moments later, we heard shouting voices. Suddenly, a wild magic storm appeared right over town. And next thing you know, lights started blinking around throughout the town. And suddenly, I felt myself pulled. And then I ended up here. Actually, I ended up in the swamp outside. And then I found the town hours later. But
did you lose your boots?
She wouldn't have lost her boots. She probably would have killed the swamp to get her boots back.
She would have.
Okay.
I said, have you seen like Gunther or Callie or anybody?
Unfortunately, no. This is it, and it's most of us were rounded up pretty quickly, and we haven't seen any more. So I think we are it for what came from Map's Edge. There were lots of portals, though.
Yes.
Lots of things that opened up.
Which is more proof to me that I need to go to Scarlet Hill.
You need to go where the Bloodhound forces are headquartered? Is that the word I'm looking for? Headquartered? Yeah. You ever take a moment and say a word and it just sounds wrong?
All the time.
Headquartered.
Headquartered. Anyway, where their headquarters is?
Yes, headquarters is. Maybe that's it.
I say, yes, need to go to Scarlet Hill, for that is where Tsar Bloodhoof, I think, is heading, and where I think the rest of Map's Edge went.
Mm. Well, I know you're capable. Anything I can do for you tonight? We were thinking about setting back off towards Map's Edge tomorrow.
No. Except maybe letting everybody else have some salad.
Gee. Roll a persuasion check.
General likes giving orders. I have a +0 and I rolled a 10.
She goes, I'll give 3 people salad.
Good enough, good enough.
And then she salutes you once more. She kind of shows you where you're sleeping, and if you want to rest and kind of have a night and eat some food and do whatever, you can have your long rest. And
I would like to eat some food. Maybe some famous rock candy, I don't know. And I think go to her room and
okay. Flibbit looks at you and he goes, well, it's kind of crazy that everybody teleported here. Like,
I
the
know.
Whole town. Well, not the whole town here, but well, how do you think that happened?
Why would magic storms? They do stuff.
I suppose. Well, I don't know how long we should stay here if we need to keep on the trail of the bloodhounds, but
I say we should go to the auction.
Okay.
And talk to Mr. Goldsworth.
I am very excited to talk to him. He seems like a weird dude.
I know. He seems so aloof. Like, I'm kind of excited.
And
I've never met a rich person before.
And you guys are able to eat, sleep, get a beautiful night's rest, and wake up, get some breakfast, head to town when you are ready. Okay. So you wake up today. Today is beautiful. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. Everything's got that sort of like humid temperature feel to it, that boggy kind of tropical vibe going on. Mm-hmm. So it's like a pleasant smells, floral smells, things like that going on. Anyway.
Think morning in Florida.
Yeah. Morning in that type of area. You eat your breakfast, you venture out into Traveler's Row, and you can head back to the main square.
Did Flibbit get his pancakes? I want to know.
Flibbit got French toast, and he was unhappy.
Oh.
He looks at you and he says, French toast is not like eating emotions. It's but, like completely different than pancakes.
But flapjacks? but flapjacks are?
I feel like you're targeting me.
They're different. I 100%. This is just Flibbit. I don't know what you're talking about.
But flapjacks are like eating emotions?
Yeah.
Like emotions are fluffy?
Yeah, I think so. I think emotions are fluffy and soft and delicious. And French toast is an eggy mess of cinnamon and sugar. Delicious, but not emotions. Nope.
I see.
And I will say too that that you general's there in the morning and they're like loading up a cart and she's just like ready to get everybody back to Map's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd probably, unless you have anything to say to her, she'd give you a salute.
I'd also give her a salute.
And she says, well, good luck on your journey, Kia. I know you'll be able to find people who are always the best and brightest of us.
Thank you.
Yes.
She
nods towards Flibbit. Weird thing. And he says, a general. And then they make their way out of town.
I give a firm salute.
Okay, so you make your way back towards the market square where Calvacia's there.
As you head into the market square, you see things starting to pick up, like decor-wise. Like, as you're traveling closer and closer, you see a little bit more vines. You see cute, tiny little banners that are attached to, like, little poles. You see a misty sort of look start to grow and gather as you're heading in towards the square until it becomes much, much heavier and grander feeling as you get closer and closer towards the auction house. It's that like it's gently guiding you towards the auction house until all of a sudden, blam, everything's right there. Big signs. You can see the statue in the distance facing gently towards the door opening instead of straight out. And Calvatia is sitting there and gesturing people up and greeting people as they're coming in.
I walk up to you and say, did Reginald go okay?
Reginald is Reginald. We some changes, but hopefully you didn't notice. I have tickets for you this morning, though.
Oh, thank you.
And some weird news. You're looking for a particular item here at the auction house.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's here. There was a... And she leans over and whispers and, like, steps off to the side so as the other people can go past. There was a break-in last night. The alarm was triggered, but nothing is missing. We saw... Somebody saw a cloaked figure with horns sticking up out of the hood. Something, a very large cloaked figure, but nothing was taken.
Nothing was... Are you sure? Like you took an inventory and everything?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Did you just...
You can be me. You can let her know.
I was going to say, nothing was taken.
Yeah. The council is aware of the break-in, but... Reginald's been in a tiff, but we haven't found anything that's missing, and the show must go on.
Mm-hmm. Also, something that you would know is that there is a bit of a dress code to the auction. So tickets are one thing, but you might need to make a voyage down to the market square and go to some shops and things this morning, which I have, and I will talk about when you guys go, but just so you know.
Well, I hand Kia and her ticket. And do you want the ticket for, was it Flibbit you said?
Yes, Flibbit.
Do you want your own ticket?
I'll take Flibbit? It. And he just reaches out with his tentacle and he just like fully wraps his tentacle around your hand and like pulls the ticket away and your hand is just a little bit gooey.
I'm sitting there staring at my hand a little bit and eyeball him again and then you. Say, you're welcome. And my hand goes behind my back and I'm just like, ugh, wiping it off.
I say, is it close to the time?
The auction's at midday, but you're going to need to...
What?
Change. Reginald is a little stuffy,
oh.
And his events are, what can I say, dramatic. You might want to fit the bill.
Okay.
To fit in with the rest of these. And I point to a lot of the other people that are starting to mill around mm-hmm. town so that you can get kind of an idea of what you should, what everybody else
Lots
is dressed
of-
like.
Weird suits, you know, think of like Cabot Cranberry and his travel mm-hmm. suit, you know, like mm-hmm. canvas materials and cloth and things like that. Probably a lot of strange colors, lots of dusty colors and things like that. But yes, fancy suits and dresses and things of that sort.
I say, I see. I don't have... I grew up in a small town.
Well, Athon is... It's quite large, and this is the market square. There's plenty of options. I can direct you towards where you would need to go.
Yes, please.
The nice clothing shop that comes to mind is, of course, Bog Bloomingdale's.
So. I was like, well, I think the first place that you should stop is this store here. I think that it's going to fit most of your needs. So it's Bog Bloomingdale's.
Do you
have the funds for this?
We
owe you. Let me help. And we walk into the store together.
I think I probably like pull out like my little box with my clips in and like count them and I'm like and I put them away.
Okay.
And I walk in.
I do not have a lot of gold.
No. You head in to Bog Gloomytails. It's this clothing store with lots of displays of interesting suits and dresses and hats, top hats, things like that, interesting shoes and whatnot. Lots of very vibrant sort of colors for some of the dresses and suits and things of that sort. And then there's a couple, like, two really interesting pieces on the back wall behind the counter. One of them is a cloak poncho type thing that is changing colors. And one of them is a fleece, like, sweater that has knitted across it a cloudy, rainy day, a sunny day, a windy day, and a foggy day.
I say.
And those are there. So that's what you see. And then the general clothes are there. And yeah, you would, because of this token, you would kind of like want to front her cost for normal clothing.
I eyeball flip it. And it's like, you are going to be a little difficult to dress. I think I pull a top hat off. And I pull off a tie. And a scarf with maybe some bangles on it. I was like, I think these might be some options for you to try. Mm-hmm. The dressing room and a large mirror is over there if you'd like to work on your look.
Flibbit gladly goes and heads into the room. And I think you hear him going, huh, yes, wonderful, like multiple times as he's trying on different hats and things.
I say, I'm interested to see what he comes up with. He once wore a t-shirt as a cape, so.
The scarf might work for that. Yeah. A little more elegant than a t-shirt cape.
Yes.
But for you, and I look up and down, dress? Do you have a preference for what you feel comfortable in? And I'm fidgeting with my glass amulet and looking out the window as well for time frame.
I
start pulling things
off
the rack.
I guess a dress, but not like, I don't like poofy things.
I put one back. I pull a few things off and like hold them up to you for color wise and kind of close one eye, close the other, open it back up, and and pull a few things and start handing them to you over your arms. And I was like, well, chop chop, time's a wasting.
Okay.
So what do you think you would end up with?
She would probably end up with a slip-on dress or something that's like not very poofy. She'd probably have like a green slip-on dress or something with probably just that. Yeah. Like, she'd probably not wear any hats or anything because of her ears. So.
Yeah.
I pull out your, or like what you had tucked in to your vest as you're like changing into things. And I'm like opening up the curtain to the dressing room to grab things from you. It's like, don't mind me. And I go up to the front and I've taken your token of the Bogwitch token of goodwill. Mm-hmm. And I am laying it out next to some chains. And I pick one that has that like between silvery gold look where, depending on the light, it kind of catches the same reflection that your disc does.
This is why I like having the mom here for a clothing episode.
And I
don't have to try to come up with it.
And I replace the rope that it was on with this nice looking chain. And I bring it back to you. I say, wear this proudly, display it. It'll get Reginald's attention.
I don't get the ways of rich people. Okay.
It goes with your dress well, and I mean it's a token from the council, from our fellow Bogwitches. He'll notice you.
At about that time behind you, you hear, and here I am. And you turn around and Flibbit is there. His top hat is sitting in the normal place, right? But the tie is above the top hat, tying his eye stalks together tightly. So they like come together to a point above the hat, and then they go back out in like an hourglass shape. And he has the tie dangling in front of the top hat. And then he has the scarf wrapped around his two like main tentacles on either side. And draped off the back, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. almost say, like a shawl.
I say, do you want help with that?
Help with what? This is perfect.
Kelvisha looks at Flibbit and says, the idea was to choose one, maybe two. Which ones are your favorite?
All of them.
Kia, what do you think?
I say, I mean, like, the tie should probably go lower, and like the like maybe drop the scarf.
How about Flibbit?
Scarf.
No, let's ditch the scarf. Let's stick with the tie, and I like loosen it and readjust it so that the tails are facing the right direction, and his eye stalks aren't so bent in. And take the scarf, and since it's a little goopy, I drape it over my arm and plan on purchasing it anyway.
Okay.
But not to wear.
I could do that. That's fine. I think I look wonderful. Kia, you also look wonderful.
Thank Kalvesha,
you also look wonderful.
I look down at myself. Thank you.
Yep, I do and not know any better.
I walk up to the counter to purchase.
There's a little gnome dude there. And he peeks it up. He goes, "Hey, what's up? Welcome to Bloomingdale's. My name's Stick."
Hi, Stick. I just need to charge to the council's account.
Of course. Any chance you guys want to check these out? I'm supposed to upsell.
Check what are these?
We got the stuff behind the counter.
Oh.
And I glance at them. Being a rummager, are they password tech?
Yep.
Thought so.
You got that one there is the prismatic poncho. It's pretty cool.
Do you know what it does?
Metagame. Every day you roll a D4 and it changes from red, yellow, blue, or green. And whatever color it is, you are resistant to that type of damage. Oh. It is 75 gold. And then he goes, "Ed, the sweater there, that's the forecast fleece."
Yeah.
So once per day, you could wear it. And it'll tell you what the weather will be for that day. You just got to focus on it. That's 20 gold.
See.
But it only tells you for like that day.
Does it predict wild magic storms?
I have absolutely no idea.
Kalvesha is looking at Kia and looking at the items. Do I sense her want? Specifically for any of these things? Is she feeling...
You also know that there's another shop with some other stuff too, so...
The poncho she's not interested in. The forecast, you would know that she's... From her question, she's looking to see if it could predict wild magic storms for when to rummage and when to not rummage.
Kalvesha is not aware of these kinds of things. She isn't a rummager herself. She uses a few password tech stuff. But if you find interest here later, the council does owe you a debt. But there are a few other shops in town if you know, and I say this with my back just slightly turned from Stick, but I'm not quiet.
Yeah. I say, it's fine. I don't need anything extra. Thank you for the offer though.
Yeah.
Stick.
Yep.
And yeah.
So it's that the chain and the top hat and the tie and the dress that she's now wearing to go on the council's account. Thank you.
Another sale for Bog Bloomingdale's. And he tips his hat towards you guys and then goes back to reading a book.
And I usher you out the door towards a few other shops and to point out along the way.
Things you notice, just some normal shops, you know, like there's a another, maybe like a bag shop, and maybe there's like a couple restaurants and things. The two things that you notice that kind of pop off and are interesting is there is another location of a green bean coffee, because Mirabelle and Krem told you that there was a location in town as well. So there are the same potential coffee flavors and things there. And then there's one called just called the Emporium that looks like it might be a little bit of a mix of like general goods and some maybe some password stuff.
I say, what's over there? And I point to the Emporium.
Yeah.
That's the Emporium. There's it's a mix of things. Useful items. Would you like to take a look?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
As we walk over there, Calvacia is getting occasionally stopped by some people to ask her questions for like last minute setup. But she's pausing real quick to quickly address it. But
someone comes up and they're like, now, I know that you said that the dishes for the fruit needed to be oval in shape, but unfortunately, those were being used for the breads, so we were only able to use circular in shape, and Reginald did kind of tisk-tisk at me when I showed him that. Is that going to be okay?
Reginald likes to tisk. It's fine. direct him. Nettle's got this. They're very confident. Try to direct most things to them, and if Nettle has a further question, come find me. I'm helping Kia at the moment. We'll be in the Emporium before we head to the auction house for this afternoon.
Okay. Right away. And he runs off.
As you approach the Emporium, it's kind of interesting. You've been to a couple different Passworld tech shops. You know, the one where you started, Passworld Blunders, your grandfather ran. Very cluttered, very just tables of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you went to Greta's gear and Goods Enough. Well, you never got to see Greta's gear because it was burned down. But Goods Enough. And that was like very kind of fake feeling and chintzy. You go into the shop and it's just kind of empty. It's not that it's... The shop itself is very nice. It's a lot of carved wood tables, things of that sort. Mm-hmm. But there's just only probably a dozen pieces in the whole shop.
Craig.
Pretty minimal, yeah.
Okay.
And there is a, we'll say a rhino folk person behind the counter. Big horn sticking up. And she says,
hello, dearie. Welcome to the Emporium. My name is Adriana.
Wow. I look at some of the password items. Is there anything of interest?
Mm-hmm. There's two things that catch your eye, kind of main things. There's lots of different things. There's probably like a box with the toothbrush in it, and a box with some rusty old parts in it, and some cabinets. But then you see a mug, like a stainless steel thermos style with a twist top mug. A flask of sorts, if you will. That could hold water. An aqua flask. there's a little sign in front of it that says flask of holding. And then the other thing that I think really catches your eye is there is a quiver of arrows.
I go over to the quiver of arrows.
And in there's a little sign that says, bundle of arrows, colon elemental. And you look at the arrows, and each of the arrow tips and heads on them are of a different color. There are 8 of them.
I look at them and say, and turn to Adriana.
That's me, Adriana.
And I say, how much are these?
Well, those are a bundle of arrows, colon elemental. And kind of a rare thing around here. The whole bundle, if you want the quiver, is 60 gold. If you just want the arrows, it is 40 gold.
I look.
You have not given me that much gold at all.
You gotta do some missions.
I look at Kia and I look at the arrows. And I can see her own quiver on her back. It's like, Adriana, the council owes this young gal a favor. Is there a discount we can get? Or, just charge it to the council's tab.
Whatever you say, whatever you need for the council.
And also...
I say, just the arrows.
You don't need the quiver?
No.
Okay.
That'll do. And I pull out my mirrored glove. I was like, Adriana, I have a few settings on this that are a little off. Oh. Can you
of course,
bring
like
out
always,
your tools and fix this for me?
She pulls out this toolbox, opens it up, puts goggles on her head, and goes to work with a mirror thing going. Mm. And her little rhino horn is sticking up, and she's got to like turn her head sideways so she can see exactly what she's doing, and takes her a moment, but she's able to fix them up for you.
And I look at Key. Is there anything else in here that the council can provide for you and your assistants?
I look to the flask of holding and say, can it just looks like a
yep,
bottle.
Looks can be deceiving though, and the flask, while the size of a normal cup, can actually hold up to 10 gallons of liquid. Hmm. That's it.
Okay.
It's 10 gold.
I think it's fine. Thank you for the offer and for the arrows.
Yep.
And
thank you for coming. So the way that works is I will give you a list of those arrows for you to choose from, but there are fire. There's one of each. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fire, lightning, cold, force damage.
Oh.
Smoke, poison, sonic, and light.
Ooh.
So you have
sonic?
Some. Yeah.
Like
sound.
Ooh.
And I watch Adriana finish fixing some of the sockets on my mirrored glass. And I hold it back up in kind of like twisted into the light to make sure it shimmers correctly. And I said, thank you. Thank you so much. Tuck it back into
yep.
my
pocket. And about that time, Nettle bursts into the Emporium. He says, Madam, you must come to the auction house immediately. We have an emergency.
Oh. Emergency?
An emergency. Come.
Well, Kia, join me or I'll see you later. And I run out the door after Nettle.
I check to make sure that the elemental arrows are good and hike up my dress and say, well, flip it. More adventures.
Never fails. Off we go. And you guys run off towards the auction house where it appears that there is a commotion. And that's where we're going to stop for this first part.
Of Avalon.
Okay. So that's it for this week. Next week we'll find out what's going to happen at the auction house with the
Reginald
Kia
Winston.
Calvacia Reginald Winston Goldsworth.
Wow.
Such a name. He sounds very snotty.
He is, in fact, quite snotty. but anyway, thank you all for listening. Follow us on your social medias. Give us a comment on your podcast things.
On their podcast things?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I don't get social media things. This is all the dad, so.
Yep, that's right. But anyway, thank you guys all for listening, and we hope you are enjoying it.
And we'll see you next time
on
Dadventurous.
Bye.